This is Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton.
Welcome to this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State University President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, we have two special guests and one great topic for this month's show.
We have with us the Director of Intercollegiate Athletics, as well as the new Senior Women Administrator and the Assistant Director of Athletics for Student Services joining us. And we want to talk about athletics kicking off the fall season, so we've got a lot to talk about.
And we'll do that after this.
The Kraft Academy for Excellence in Science and Mathematics at Morehead State is a dual-credit residential high school experience, offering select juniors and seniors the opportunity to enter one of the top public universities in the South. Students engage in research projects with a unique focus on entrepreneurship and innovation, creativity and design, civic and regional engagement. Tuition, housing, and meals are provided at no cost. Visit online, morehedstate.edu/craft-academy.
Morehead State University has many points of pride, including Dr. Karen Pierce and Terry Elliott, Associate Professors of Accounting, published an article in the Kentucky Journal for Excellence in College Teaching and Learning entitled An Investigation of Student Performance, Student Satisfaction, and Learner Characteristics in Online versus Face-to-Face Classes. Dr. Karen Pierce and Terry Elliott, two of MSU's many points of pride. Major in U at Morehead State University. Learn more at morehedstate.edu.
Welcome back to this month's Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton, joined by Morehead State President Wayne Andrews. And Dr. Andrews, we have two great guests, as we talked about in the open, and let's let you introduce them.
Well, thank you very much, Jason. First of all, Brian Hutchison really needs no introduction. Brian's been the athletic director here at Morehead State University for 13 years. When I came in the spring of 2005, Brian was midway through an interim. He was filling in for Chip Smith, who left in the fall of that year. And, after working with Brian for a little while, we decided Brian was the right man for the job. And here, 13 years later, you're still in the job. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, you've done a great job, and I appreciate you. We also have Jamie Thomas, Assistant Athletic Director for Student Services and our Senior Woman Administrator. Jamie, welcome. Well, Brian, what I'd like to do to start off, both you and Jamie, is talk a little bit about fall schedule. You know, one of the exciting things about opening of school, of course, is that we begin our fall sports, and they tend to be the front porch of the university. A lot of people come to our campus to watch athletics and soccer and volleyball and the like. So tell us what's going on.
Well, certainly, every fall feels like a rebirth in many ways, because it's a fresh season in many respects. So we're really excited to get off to good starts this fall with our soccer program, our volleyball program, our football program. Anna Magnuson just won a golf tournament in the beginning of September, the middle of September, to really kick off the golf season. So that's a really hard thing to do, and this is her third one as a collegiate player for us. And so in many ways, I think it's a way to keep us all fresh. It certainly gives us tremendous opportunities to expose the institution to a lot of people that may not know it otherwise. Because of our success, we are very, very proud of the work that is put in by our students and our coaches, and our role is to make sure that we represent the institution in the best way we can.
Well, I very much appreciate that, and we always refer to our athletes as student athletes. They're here first and foremost to get a degree. We recruit students that have the intellectual ability to complete a baccalaureate degree, and then also students that have the athletic prowess that we desire for the sports in which they compete, and that's a big deal for us. You might just talk briefly about that notion. How many student athletes do we have? How many are on scholarship? What's the profile in terms of grade point average? I mean, how are our student athletes doing?
Right. It fluctuates as time goes on. We have people that get injured. We have people that decide Morehead State's not the right place for them. But we typically start each fall semester with around 320 varsity NCAA student athletes. We have another 75 or 80 cheerleaders that are, I guess, for lack of a better term, governed by our department. But those are the students that we touch. And we have of that, virtually all of them have some type of scholarship, with the exception of our football program, of course, which is around 100 student athletes. So it's a significant investment on behalf of the institution. We want to make sure they understand what this investment means to them. We certainly have opportunities to talk with them about that over the course of the year and ensure as best we can that they don't take that opportunity for granted. There are a lot of people whose dream it is to go to just go to college and have that opportunity, much less continue playing sports, which they probably have done since they were small children in many respects. And so we don't ever want to take those opportunities for granted. It's really important that we make sure that we stay grounded in that. At the same time, they have significant needs that are different than most other students are. And so there are things we have to do to support those efforts, and the academic side of that is certainly one of the ones that we spend an extraordinary amount of time and resources on. And Jamie leads that effort for us. But clearly, it's a big investment on behalf of the institution. I believe it's an incredibly important investment that we make as part of Morehead State. And certainly, if we're not doing it well, then that reflects negatively on the institution. And so I think my role is to make sure we stay grounded in that and we keep everyone sort of moving in the same direction so that we can achieve the goals that we set mutually.
Well, I think that's really important. And our student-athletes have performed well in the classroom. It varies from semester to semester, team by team. But last year, I recall reading that the overall grade point average for student-athletes at Morehead State University was what?
In the spring, it was 3.043. I mean, that's over a significant number of students. It is higher than the general student body. We graduate students at a higher rate than the general student body. We retain them at higher rates. I think a lot of that has to do with certainly the good work of staff and making sure that we're aware of the academic needs they have. But also, there's a mentoring aspect that we have with as part of our advising model that makes sure we know what's going on with them. When do they have tests due? When do they need to sign up for classes? It's an extra step there. And so they're certainly prepared. They have to manage their time. There is no choice but to do that. And our staff does a nice job with that.
Well, I agree. And we might ask Jamie to comment. She's new to Morehead State University. Jamie, you might tell us a little bit about yourself, where you came from, something about your own history, which of course is important, and what you bring to the job. And then as assistant AD for student services, what's the focus of the work and what are the important student services that we provide, and how do you provide oversight in that? And you and Brian might pitch this back and forth, but we're delighted to have you here, Jamie. It's a pleasure.
Great. Thanks so much for having me. A little bit about myself. So I previously was at Oral Roberts University in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where I served as the assistant AD of student athlete services. And transitioning here, obviously, taking on the same type of role. But previously, the most important thing, I was a student athlete first. I went to college, I ran track and field, I was a national champion, post-collegiate, ran professionally. So a lot of the reason for taking on the role here is just my passion. My passion is helping student athletes find their pathway. And so coming here, that's the main focus. Our student-athletes, we have a great group of kids. A lot of them really, really focus on academics. As you mentioned earlier, they're students first, and that's really what we focus on in our center, ensuring that they have the services that they need because they are a unique group. They have a lot of time demands, and I particularly understand that. Our staff understands that. One big thing we're focusing on at the center is making sure that they have the resources, that they get those extra conversations, that they understand the eligibility component, that they understand the necessary courses to be successful here at the institution, and the resources that are available outside of our office. Basically, we're the touches. We get the extra touches with our student athletes. More than that, we essentially help them find their pathway. We talk about, what do you want to do after college? What do you want to do if you don't happen to make it to the NFL, the WNBA, major leagues? Those are the type of conversations we're having in our facility, and therefore, it's a great place to be. Overall, mainly, we're emphasizing academics at every conversation. Every single conversation, we're emphasizing the importance of being organized. We're emphasizing the importance of building relationships, not only with professors, but as well with student athletes. So, essentially, it's a fun place to be.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your facility. You've mentioned, I assume you're talking about the Eagle Center?
Absolutely.
Tell us about that, you're staffed and how you accommodate students there. What's in the center?
Currently, right now, we have about 10 student workers. We have one graduate assistant, one intern, and three staff members that take care of our 320 athletes, as Brian mentioned earlier. Each particular staff member is charged with being a direct point person for their sport. So, for example, I normally head up men's and women's basketball, as well as oversee the entire department. So we make it a point to build relationships with our coaches and with those particular student athletes. Our student workers help with running and manning the facility, and as well, we provide tutoring services in our center. We take recruits on visiting the center, and we also provide study hall in our office.
How important was it to get the physical building for the Eagle Center? Because, Brian, when you started out as athletic director and we'd have basketball games, kids would be studying in the hallway between the SID and the assistant athletic director's office. You got a chance when we built the new Wellness Center to move to the old Wellness Center, which is now the Eagle Center, and it's a premier status for your athletic facility on campus.
There's no question about that. I've been here long enough where I can recall there being no facility at all. We didn't even have a space where students could even sit in the hall. So we certainly have come quite a ways. But it was really important to have great space that our students could focus on their academics. We have 30 permanent computer stations. There's mobile technology they can check out. There are small group private study areas they have. We do some tutoring there through our institution's tutoring center. It's not necessarily what we're doing out of our shop, but coordinating with the folks that run that for the whole campus. It goes back to recruiting in many ways. We have to meet the needs of our students, and we have to have whatever edge we can have to help them and their parents or guardians, whoever it might be, to feel comfortable when they're making a decision about coming to Morehead State, that all the resources are in place for them to at least have an opportunity for success. We can't make them do those things, and we certainly have accountabilities that we can hold over them in some ways if that's necessary. It's generally not necessary. They're all really driven people, but those kinds of things these days are essential. We don't have a choice but to provide these services, and so we've had some good fortune in the past few years to have some extra money from the NCAA to help enhance what we do in that area. It's provided some infrastructure. It's provided some programming. We've got to continue to do some of those things that we know are successful for or on behalf of our students. But I'm really just thrilled to have the kind of facility we have that allows so many of those students to study that need that, and then also have the leadership we have making sure that we're doing the right things in that area.
Well, we've spent a lot of time and energy on campus in the last 12 years planning and then implementing plans. And so one of the things we've done with intercollegiate athletics, as we've done for the campus generally, is to look at all of our facilities and to try to prioritize where we could use institutional funds or private money to improve things for the benefit of our student athletes. If we're going to be competitive in this program or in any program, academic programs as well, we need to plan and prioritize. So Brian's done a really good job of bringing that to the table. So the work's not done.
You know, all we can continue to do is put resources forward so that they have opportunities to be successful, give our coaches what they need so that we kind of stay out of the way and let them coach and do the kinds of things they've got to do. And then our fans need to be able to be supportive of those things. It's really important to have people there.
It is, and you know, I don't think we can overemphasize the fact that our student athletes are nice human beings. You know, you read so much, you watch television, you see all the stir at various levels about people's behavior and all that, and it's easy to get the impression that some of these young people are not up to par. We've had great successes with our student athletes, and most of them are model citizens, and that's what we want, because the vast majority are going to graduate from Morehead State and go into the profession for which they were educated at Morehead State University. Speaking of that, we honored, and by retiring the jersey of a former student athlete at Morehead State. Brian, tell us a little bit. It was a very, very moving, emotional evening for us.
Howard Murphy was the first scholarshiped African-American football player at Morehead State University, but also in the Ohio Valley Conference. And so we took the opportunity through the channels that we have with those kinds of things to honor him. Now, Howard passed away in 1980. He'd been gone for quite some time. His athletic prowess was legendary at the institution. At the time that he played for us, he could have played literally anywhere in the country except in the South at that time. And so Dr. Doran, who was president at the time, was courageous in many ways in crossing those barriers and demanding that we begin to integrate not only the campus but then also the athletic program. And so We went up into Ohio. Coach Penny and Coach Bentley went up into Ohio and recruited Howard to come play. And when he showed up on campus, he changed lots of things. Now, he's honored because of his athletic prowess. He's probably more honored here because of what he sacrificed personally to represent the institution, represent himself and his family. There's no question that Howard, in many cases, probably suffered. He went through things that none of us would ever want to go through as a black man living in Kentucky and traveling through the South to compete in a sport that he loved. And I have a very difficult time imagining that kind of an environment that anyone would have to deal with in America. But back,
1960 to 63 is when he played.
It was. Yeah, over 50 years ago now. It was really something to hear the stories from his teammates. Dr. Marshall Banks was back. Marshall was not a teammate of Howard's, but he served as a mentor, student mentor of Howard's. He was the first African-American athlete at Morehead State. He came from Ashland to play basketball. And because of some of the difficulties that Howard experienced as traveling with football team, Marshall gave up basketball, but he ran track for us and, has lived a life where he was able to represent those kinds of things on behalf of the institution. I was very, very moved to hear those stories. I was moved to hear from the family and what their recognition. Of course, none of them were around Howard at that time, but because of the experiences he had here or while he was here, that shaped who he was. That shaped how he raised his kids. That shaped how he lived his marriage, all of those kinds of things. And it shaped, Howard shaped so many lives as a coach after he left here. And so it really is probably long past due that the institution honored Howard in that way. He's been in our Athletic Hall of Fame for quite some time. But to retire a jersey and to hang it on the side of Jane Stadium, I think, is quite an honor. And there aren't very many people that have been through here that have had that happen for them. And, everybody else that's hanging up there is either Phil Sims, who was a Super Bowl MVP and represents the university very well, or someone who was an All-American, a consensus All-American. Howard wasn't those things, but this is the first time as we sort of stepped outside that that grouping to honor someone. So it was probably one of my career great honors to be part of those events and to have the opportunity to interact with the family and the teammates about that. And somebody had to be first. Howard was first, and I think when we put out some videos and stories about his experiences, and I think if people take the time to go find those, they really will have an opportunity to learn more about who he was and how meaningful his impact was on not only that team and those people that were his peers at that time, but really the path this institution took after he was here.
Yeah, I'm reminded, of course, by the courage of the president at the time, Adrian Dorn, who started here in 1953. And, that was at a time when segregation was full-blown on in this country. And Dr. Dorn decided that the way that you approach this, one student at a time, and he went up to Ashland, as you pointed out, and he recruited Marshall Banks. Marshall was a standout athlete, came here to play basketball, and because of the prejudice and the difficulty, especially with team travel, he elected the next year to join the track team, and he was an outstanding track athlete. And he then mentored and was friends to Howard Murphy. But one of the amazing things about the evening was five of Howard's teammates were at the banquet, and they spoke about him. So we heard from the cast of characters that were here with Howard and played with him and went to class with him. And what we learned was, first and foremost, he was a man of great integrity. He never complained. His goal, as reported by Marshall, was to show the world because he could succeed in college and go from there, and that's what he did. And so his life, while it turned out to be a shorter life than what anybody would have imagined, he influenced hundreds, probably thousands of other people. That's one of the things about Morehead State that's special. We've pathfinded in many ways here, along the color lines and other lines, because we're an institution that embraces diversity and inclusion, and we are here to educate students. And one pathway into that education is through intercollegiate athletics, and I'm really proud of that. And we should continue to push hard on that, because there are still lots of challenges in the world. We haven't solved all these problems. You can listen to the news any day and realize we still have challenges in this regard. So I was, like you, moved at that event. It was very, very special.
Morehead State's been a leader in that area, and I think that's something we can proudly point to. And of course, we don't play football in the OVC, but the historical stamp of our football program and some of the things that happened within it's still felt, and there's no doubt that it changed the OVC for the better.
I'll definitely say that's one of the things that attracted me to this university. You're at the cusp. You're on the front edge. We've been the premier. And I think, as you've mentioned, we continue to include diversity in our conversations. We'll continue to be at the forefront of the issues, because there are issues currently happening in our country, and those conversations need to happen.
You can go to MSUEagles.com for all your athletic schedules, the events, the feature stories, and everything about MSU athletics. We'll come back to wrap things up after this.
MSU's Office of Career Services helps prepare Morehead State University students for today's growing and competitive workforce. Connect your business with qualified candidates for internships, part-time, or full-time employment. MSU's Career Services can also review resumes, conduct mock interviews, and assist individuals in preparing job applications. For more information, contact the MSU Office of Career Services at 783-2233 or visit online at moreheadstate.edu/career.
Looking to improve your value in the workforce or simply add to your knowledge? Check out going to graduate school at Morehead State University. MSU offers 78 graduate programs with 26 of them online. There's also a 4-week winter session that accelerates degree completion in several programs. And not only are MSU's graduate programs comprehensive and convenient, they're also very affordable. For more information about graduate school at Morehead State, call 606-783-2039 or email graduate@moreheadstate.edu.
A very informative half hour has passed us by, Dr. Andrews.
You know, it's been so much fun, and for me, it's really about people. We talk about team success and all that, and it's hugely important, and winning conference championships and titles and all. This institution has changed lives for many, many years. Who knows that the next senator, president, world-class physician, whatever it is, might graduate from Morehead State University. That's the promise of being a really good academic institution that at the same time welcomes and embraces broad diversity, and student-athletes are part of that.
Brian Hutchinson, athletic director, we thank you, and Jamie Thomas. We appreciate them, and Dr. Andrews. Well, I guess we'll see you next month.
Thank you, Jason.
And that's this edition of Shaping Appalachia. I'm Jason Blanton. So long, everybody.
This has been Shaping Appalachia, a public affairs program discussing the issues facing Appalachia, Kentucky, hosted by Morehead State University President Wayne D. Andrews and moderated by Jason Blanton. This program is produced through the facilities of Morehead State Public Radio.